ってくる。
わかるわ。
だから、
With your permission.
Says Shulchan Aruch, says based on the Gemara, before Shoshana, people should take a shave, take a haircut, dress. Nice clothing. Going in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Says the Gemara, it's the day of judgment. It's a court date. When the Goyim go to court, and this is a very crucial, dangerous day, they wear black clothing. They don't take a shave. They don't take a shower. But we not, says the Gemara, because we know 100% we're going to win the case. So therefore, come Rosh Hashanah, everybody comes to Beta Knesset, has a nice suit on, he took a haircut, he said, I'm sure I'm going to win the case. How can you sure you win the case? A lot of people last year thought they're going to win the case, they're not here no more. What do you mean you win the case? Come to Rambam and says, I want to tell you something. A person on Rosh Hashanah in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that Hashem decides everything on Rosh Hashanah. All those things that happen during the year, Hashem decides on Rosh Hashanah. How does Hashem decide it? Says the Rambam, we know Hashem like has a scale. And he put on one side the things, the good things that we did, to the left side the things that we should not have done or we did not do the right one. Excuse me. Says the Rambam, you should know, no one knows the score of everything. Person in his lifetime, the Rambam says, can think he's doing everything right, and his balance sheet is positive. Comes on Rosh Hashanah. It doesn't matter how many mitzvot we did. Every mitzvah, maybe it's half a point. Maybe we did one little thing that you don't think and you don't consider it as something that wipes all the mitzvot we did. So the Rambam, only Hashem knows how to weigh and to decide if you're going to have a positive balance or not. Person can never know it. Hashem never wanted to tell us this. Because one of the explanations, because Hashem did not want us to pick and choose in order for us to have a positive balance, that people will try to grab the mitzvot that give more points and neglect other ones. It's a simple explanation. But you see, maybe there's another explanation. So you never know, Sister Rambam. I'm saying, in front of Hashem, Rosh Hashanah, you never know. Even if you think the last year you behaved so nice and so good, and you make your own things, it's not accurate because you don't know. You don't even know. Maybe you didn't do no sins. It's just one little thing that you did. Especially Chachamim said, when Hashem judges a person, he judges a lot of his behavior, his habits. Don't know. So just not rechabilavecha. Somebody doesn't like somebody. So every second is a sin in Shamayim. But that sin, Chachamim say, that may be equal to 100,000 mitzvot. You never know these things. So here comes Rosh Hashanah and says Shulchan Aruch. It says in the Torah, Shulchan Aruch, and it says in the Gemara, a person comes in front of Hashem and says, "I'm winning the case. How are you winning the case? You didn't even know your balance sheet." So you all dressed up, and you say, "This is Rosh Hashanah. I'm going to win the case. How are you going to win the case?" I said, "The guy is scared to death when he goes to court. I'm not scared. Oh, this is not even stupidity. This is just, you know, amaretz. How do you face Rosh Hashanah?
excuse me.
Unless you know what Rosh Hashanah is all about. When the Gemara, the Mishnah, describes Rosh Hashanah, open up to the Maron, the Kadosh Baruch Hu judges every person like a sheep coming out. And it's not, there's no something that Hashem will have mercy on you. This is the balance sheet. So, if you go in front of the judge. So, either you have positive or you have negative. So you don't know? Come to the Gemara and says, Hashem has some kind of hints to us. For Rosh Hashanah. So one of the mitzvot of Rosh Hashanah beside to listen to the shofar that's from HaKadosh Baruch Hu is another mitzvah. On Musaf, Chachamim say, Chachamim adapted it in Musaf. We should say some kind of some sentences to talk about Hashem's kingdom. Chachamim said, well, you said 10 sentences about Hashem is the king, 10 sentences about Hashem should remember us, Hashem remember Kedat Yitzchak, and 10 sentences about Shofar, and come to Gemara with a statement. Hashem said, you know, say those sentences in front of me, and Hashem is going to waive so-called the court, dismiss the court, if you may say. No, dismiss the court. I says, you're okay, positive. And we have a positive, right? Because I say 10 sentences, or I say 10 sentences, it doesn't mean anything. What's your balance sheet? It's irrelevant. What do you mean it's irrelevant? Is this a joke or not a joke? If it's a court there, you can, if the judge, you come in front of the judge, he says, what? Look at the balance sheet, he says, forget about the balance sheet. Say 10 sentences about Hashem is the king, Hashem is going to do it. Blow the shofar, say 10 sentences about shofar, you're okay. Okay. You see, a lot of people did not survive. What does it mean? You say things that's much. So what if he says? But this is the writer. Chachamim say, Hashem said it. Hashem said it. We should do it. But Chachamim put it in Musaf because Musaf, as well, says is Chut Yosef HaTzadik. And the word Musaf, if you read it as abbreviation, means Tom Piyot Masdenim Katrigenu. It means Hashem. Hashem says. Musaf is so powerful, it closes the mouth of the prosecutors. Rabbi said, okay, Musaf, you say those sentences, you can have Shana Tova. Why? Because you say those sentences. So it's not a true court. Is it a court? It's not a court. Come the Gemara and says, we have another hint for you. The Gemara Rosh Hashanah, one of Chachamim was about to die, passed out. And already ordered the Chevra Kadisha to bury him. All of a sudden he woke up. When he woke up, one of the Chachamim asked him, tell me what happened. Were you dead? He said, yeah, I was dead already. I was dead. And I saw myself standing in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because the Gemara says, the person in the last day of his life also, Hashem judges him the last minute. In the last minute, the person sees in his brain the whole history of his life, like a video, very first video. So the Gemara says, so the Chacham asked him, so what happened? You died? He said, yeah, I died. And I was in front of Hashem. And the prosecutor said certain things about me. And then one of the angels said, Hashem said to the angel, and she said, let's see if this guy, he is easygoing. He waives things, he's not so stubborn, and he forgives and he forgets. And they said, yes, he does. Says the Gemara, based on the Pasuk in Sefer Micha, Lemi Nosei Avon, Lemi Shaver Al Pesha. Says the Gemara, Hashem on Rosh Hashanah, and it's not on Rosh Hashanah. Can be the day that Hashem designated that day of Chas Shalom for somebody to come up, Hashem will waive the Gezerah. The last minute, they're going to say, this person is easygoing and he gives up and he doesn't argue with people and he doesn't keep hatred in his heart and Hashem will waive the Gezerah. The Gemara says about Rosh Hashanah the same thing. Let me not say Avon, we want the Kapara from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Let me Shaver Al Pesha, whoever leaves everything away. So, again, what's the balance sheet? The balance sheet is negative. So, So the guy is nice, okay. So the guy is nice. The guy doesn't keep the hatred in his heart, and he loves everybody, and he doesn't argue with people. Okay, fine. So, but what about balance sheet? Balance sheet is negative. Must say, doesn't matter. How come it doesn't matter? How can it be doesn't matter? So I understand. It's very nice. The guy is a very nice person. He learns Musar. Okay, fine. But Rosh Hashanah is a day of judgment. So either you deserve or you don't deserve. But not just because you're a nice person. What happened to the whole system, to the whole accounting? No. Come Chachamim and tell us certain things about Rosh Hashanah. Rabbi Nissim says, why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu choose the first day of Tishrei to be Rosh Hashanah, to be the day of judgment? In the Mishnah, in the Gemara, Chachamim say Hashem judges us every day. Really the easiest way. Easiest way. Why Hashem is to keep up this accounting business but all year round? Chachamim say the opposite. Chachamim say that Hashem did decide to make Rosh Hashanah every year because if Chas V'Shalom, if Hashem would not have done it, I says the accounting would be so bad, there would be no way that Hashem will let people live. So Hashem wants to settle the case every Rosh Hashanah. And Hashem said, no, every day. Hashem should settle it every day. He said, no. Rosh Hashanah, once a year. He says, Rabbi Nissim, you know why I tell you? Because Rosh Hashanah, this is the day Hashem created mankind. And Hashem told him, you're going to die if you're going to eat from the tree. Don't eat from the tree in Gan Eden. And he ate. Should have died on the spot while he was chewing it. Nevertheless, HaKadosh Baruch Hu let him live. So you see that even though it was a gezerah on Adam HaRishon, Hashem told him clearly, "B'yom achlocha mimenu mot tamud." The day you're going to eat, you're going to die. He ate, and he survived. What does it mean? It means Hashem waits the gezerah. It means Hashem admits on him. He says, that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose Rosh Hashanah, because this is the same day that Adam HaRishon ate from the tree. Yatsa Bedimos, says the Gemara, Hashem, with the Gezerah from Adam Rishon, so it's the chutz for us on Rosh Hashanah to do the same thing, as Hashem decided this is a good day. Hashem decided on Rosh Hashanah, this is the day. Just fell down? Now or before?
Just now.
Hashem decided Rosh Hashanah is a good day. What do you mean it's a good day? If it's a good day, Hashem can have a good day every day. And besides, this was not something to be proud of, because the Kadosh Baruch Hu did curse Adam HaRishon 10 curses. He did curse Chava Imenu 10 curses. He did curse the snake Yimach Shemo 10 curses. And did curse Earth 9 curses. So, what's so good about it? It's true, Adam HaRishon survived, but you can't say it's a happy day. You can't say it's a happy day. If Adam HaShem got 10 curses, Hashem told him that Tapecha Tochalechem, Aura Adama Bavurecha, Tzamun Tochalech Kolim Mechayecha, Kutzal HaTzmiach Lach, 10 curses. So it's not, again, he survived the death penalty, but Hashem did not forgive him completely. Nobody wants Rosh Hashanah to get curses from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He came from the Nisim and said, Rosh Hashanah is an excellent day. Excellent day. So what's so excellent about it? What's excellent about it? None. Because he survived death. So, but he got 10 curses. And rather, every other day, Hashem should forgive me. But I'm not looking forward, Rosh Hashanah, to get Chas Shalom HaKadosh Baruch Hu punishments. Nevertheless, so when you see him, that's the secret of Rosh Hashanah. Chachamim explained to us what happened, what really happened. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Adam HaRishon, don't eat from the tree. If you eat from the tree, you're going to die. Okay? Then he ate from the tree. HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes over to him and asked him, did you eat from the tree? The Torah says in the text, Adam HaRishon said, my wife gave it to me. I said, excuse me. You go and let's see. You want to buy bleach. It says over there. You drink this bleach, you die. So, he drink the bleach. And somebody
What did you eat? My wife told me it's good for me.
What do you mean? What do you mean? It says you eat, you drink, bleach, you die. Hashem,
what's called?
Melech Malchim, Malchim told you, if you're going to eat, you're going to die.
So?
It's poison for you. Hashem told it to you. It's not, you know, somebody, a doctor. Hashem told you, you're going to die. So how about the answer? What's the answer? Forget about the whole answer is wrong. But just common sense. If somebody tells you you're going to die if you're going to do this thing, and you did and you survived, and says, why did you do it? How could you take a chance? Hashem told you, you're going to die. Hashem, my wife told me. What do you mean your wife told you? You put your life in danger? What's the answer? What's the answer for this? The same thing, the Chava. Hashem is Chava. Why did you eat? He said, the snake. What's to do with the snake? It's poison. You should have died. How did you take a chance? I'm talking about emunah. I'm talking about it's true, it's not true. Somebody tells you that thing, you drink it, you die. You take a chance? What do you mean take a chance? Somebody says, don't worry. What do you mean don't worry? I can't take a chance. Let me tell us like this. Oh, Rosh Hashanah comes. The Torah tells us, when the Torah talks about the korbanot, the musafim, in Parashat Pinchas, every time, Pesach, Shavuot, Sukkot, Yom Kippur, it says, V'ikrafte. Hashem wants us to sacrifice korban musaf. When the Torah talks about Rosh Hashanah, Chodesh Shvi'i Bechad Lachodesh, Torah doesn't say, you should sacrifice to Hashem. It says, V'asikem. Usually it says, this sacrifice. On Rosh Hashanah it says, you should do the sacrifices. It says, what do you mean you should do? Ma says, Hashem wants us to understand something. Rosh Hashanah is a time that a person can become a new person. That's the secret of Rosh Hashanah, says the Gemara. It's not that you sacrifice. Sometimes when you sacrifice, it is like a kapara for you. Hashem forgives you. Rosh Hashanah is different. You're not looking on Rosh Hashanah for Kadosh Baruch Hu to give you a forgiveness. You're looking for Kadosh Baruch Hu to make you a new entity. You have a new passport. That's what the Gemara says. Gemara Yerushalmi Masechet Rosh Hashanah. That's the secret of Rosh Hashanah. It means I'm not the same person that was here last year. That's the power of the sacrifices. I'm saying, what does it mean exactly? What does it mean I'm not the same? I say like this. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't care less if a person does or doesn't do. HaKadosh Baruch Hu cares of only one thing. If you understand, if you have emunah, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Melech Malchei Melechim HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is the biggest title that a person can earn, is that he is a slave of Hashem. Moshe Avdi met. Hashem tells Yeshua. My slave Moshe died. Abraham Avdi. Yaakov Avdi. Kalev Avdi. Eliyahu Avdi. Certain people got a title. What does it mean? It means that you understand that Hashem is the king. Now, if you would understand Hashem is the king, you would never have done anything, or you would not have missed anything. Our problem that we don't realize it. That's our problem. This Chachamim said this was the problem of Adam HaRishon in Gan Eden. He says, Hashem asked him, do you regret that you ate from the tree? He said, no. Are you talking to Hashem like this? Hashem asked him, so would you eat more? He said, Achalti v'ochalod, I love this fruit, I'm going to eat more. And that's why Hashem chases him out of Gan Eden. But the secret behind it, he did not realize who is Hashem. If he would have realized who Hashem is, he would never have eaten from the tree. Because if Hashem tells him, listen, you're going to die, you have no excuse to say, my wife told me. How can you take a chance? You just don't believe that Hashem, master of universe, so he told you, okay, so he told me, I don't think I'm going to die. What's the problem?
problem is, you don't believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Master of the Universe. He's not Melech HaOlam. It's Chachamim said every bracha that we say, we must say Melech HaOlam. Because you don't say the King of the world, you have no idea who is Hashem. And actually, the Navi says, when Mashiach will come, Rabbi Amen or Amen, Malah is Da'at Hashem. The Ramchal says in his book, he says, you should know, when Mashiach will come, it's going to be no sins. Because a person would not be able to do a sin. Because everybody would feel Hashem so much that Hashem is the King. You would never do anything in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu or not to do something that the King wants. He says, there's going to be no reward, nothing. He says, Yimot HaMashiach says, you're going to be like a robot. As that's what Navi says. Malah is Da'at Hashem. It says, the universe will be full, galaxy will be full of knowledge of Hashem. What does it mean? I know where Hashem. You know where Hashem? That's actually, that's Moshe Rabbeinu, after he did the golden calf, and Moshe prayed to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Moshe asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I want to see you. What do you mean you want to see me? What do you mean? What do you mean Moshe wants to see me? It's curiosity. No. It means, if I would be able to see you, I would transfer it to everybody, then never do a sin again. That's our problem. Our problem is, we don't see Hashem. Hashem looks through the shades on us, but we don't realize who he is. We don't realize who he is. Actually, the Gemara says that Bilam knew certain things about Hashem that Moshe did not know. Bilam knew who is talking to him. Moshe did not know. Certain things Bilam was higher than Moshe Rabbeinu. Three things Bilam was higher than Moshe. This is because that's the goal. In life, we want so-called to see Hashem. That's what the Gemara says. When Moshe will come, Hashem is going to reveal himself to us. That says, what is the purpose? The purpose is finished. That says, you're not going to ever do or not do something that I want you to do or not to do. But that's the goal in life. Let me like this, when somebody does something not right, it's not because he did something not right, because he doesn't realize Hashem is the King. If he would know that Hashem is the King, he would not have done it. He says, Hashem is all over. Hashem is all over. He says, why didn't you do it? There's no excuse. There's no excuse. Or why did you do it? There's no excuse. There's one excuse. We don't know, we never saw Hashem. That's actually the Gemara says, Am Israel. Before Hashem spoke to us on Har Sinai, we said to Hashem, "Retzonu lirot et malkenu, retzonu lishmu et malkenu." He told Moshe Rabbeinu, "We want to see, we want to hear Hashem. We want to hear. What is the curiosity? No. Because we want to make sure that we're going to see Hashem. It's going to be forever, a sight forever, a vision forever. You never can forget this. Never can forget it." So you're never going to do a sin. That's the purpose of life. And that's really the secret of what the Rambam writes in his commentary. So see, Rosh Hashanah, Hashem judges you. Hashem is making an accounting. What did you do right, what did you do wrong? And Hashem is going to put you on the scale? Something. He said, no. This is only to tell us, or to tell the person, how many times they didn't realize it's Hashem? It's not the sin. So why did you do it? Because you don't realize that I'm Hashem. How can we didn't do it? You didn't realize it's Hashem. So Shana Hashem judges you, not what did you do? Or what? How can we didn't do? No. Hashem said, look, you did this, you're not supposed to do, it means you don't realize I'm here. You didn't do this, because you didn't realize I'm here. You didn't come to the Knesset on time because you didn't realize I'm in the Knesset. You didn't keep Shabbat because you didn't realize that I wanted to keep Shabbat. It's not the sin. And actually, the Gemara says it clearly. Hashem doesn't care less about the sins. Hashem does care that we should realize that He is the King. Actually, the interior minister upstairs in Shamayim, Matat, when Hashem created this world Friday, he said the sentence that we say right after Baruch Shema. I should have hoped, he said, that Hashem's creation would give him kavod and he'll be happy with his creators. his creatures. That's the goal. That's what Hashem wants, nothing else. That's what he created. Baruch Elokeinu Shebaranu Lichvodo. As we say every day. Thank you, Kadosh Baruch Hu. He created us for his respect. Without me, that's not met. What does it mean? I mean, that's what it is. Hoshana is a day of judgment, not what you did. It says, how come you didn't realize I'm the king? So the whole court case is not how come you did it, how come you didn't do it. It's how come you didn't realize that I'm the king. So if that's the case, says the Rambam, look, you cannot figure out the thing. Because every act that you do, every sin, every mitzvah, the score is different. The points are different. What do you mean? What's different? What do you think? Hashem just decided for this you get so many points? You think it's points? No, no, no. Those points is according, so-called, to the rebellion of a person or his negligence about Hashem as a king. That's why Hashem did not tell us. It's not because Hashem does not want us to know how many points you get for keeping Shabbat, to put filin or to put tzitzit, and how many points you lose if you don't keep Shabbat. No. Hashem did not want to tell us how much we're hurting him. How much we don't realize who he is. That is Rosh Hashanah. The people think Rosh Hashanah, Hashem says, how can we do this, how can we do this, and there's a scale. No, 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 no. The scale is how much you realize I'm the king. And here comes the Gemara and says, look, that's the secret of Rosh Hashanah. A person comes in front of Hashem Rosh Hashanah and said, I'm winning the case. I went, look, the way I dress, I took a shower, went to mikveh, I shave, I'm winning. The Gemara says, the goyim, they come to court with black clothing. But the Jew, one says, no, he comes on Rosh Hashanah, he's winning. Well, how is he going to win? How is he going to win? How is he going to win? Because the court case is not what you did. As long as the Gemara that you accept on yourself, on Rosh Hashanah, that Hashem is the king, Hashem said, okay, let's see, I know, I understand. Let's say your balance sheet is negative, it's because you didn't realize that I'm the king. But this say you come in front of me on Hashanah and you say that you are realizing right now that I'm the king, a different person. As the Gemara Yerushalmi says. Maba Asitem, as Hashem wrote in the Torah, a different word. It's not sacrifice. Sacrifice is kapara. Rosh Hashanah, the sacrifices are not for kapara. It's to renew our entity. To make us a new person. What do you mean? What do you mean a new person? It's the same guy. No, 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 no. A new person means that you understand now that I'm the king. And you tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu, listen, Rosh Hashanah, I'm here to tell you that I understand that you're the king. As the Gemara says, Hashem told us, say psukim. Or whatever it is, that I'm the king. But Hashem wants to say that I'm the king? Yeah. Because all Rosh Hashanah, Hashem wants us to realize that he's the king. As long that this is our aim on Rosh Hashanah, that's what we want. We don't want anything else. That's actually the Gemara says it's a big machloket in the Rishonim and the Gaonim, should do Ta'anit on Rosh Hashanah. Some Gaonim say you have to do Ta'anit, even if Rosh Hashanah falls on Shabbat. It's a dangerous day. This is the day Hashem decides everything. How can you take it for granted? Some Chachamim say, look, same Gemara Yerushalmi, that you're not allowed to go to sleep on Rosh Hashanah. How can this be said? It means you shouldn't go to bed. Like somebody sits on a chair and falls asleep is not so bad. But to go and lie down during the day and go to sleep, says Gemara Yerushalmi, your luck, your mazal will be asleep the whole year round. Somebody is here, wasn't as good as it's supposed to be, he went to sleep on Rosh Hashanah. So what's wrong? Listen, I got up for nights. I went to mikveh, Baruch Hashem, I did everything perfect, and I did this, so in the afternoon, I took a nap. What's wrong? Mara says, look, Adam HaRishon took a nap in Gan Eden. That's why the snake came and spoke to Chava. Where was mankind when the snake is talking to your wife? Where are you? The snake pushed her, touched her. I said, where are you? He's sleeping. So the Gemara said, he's sleeping. I said, we know what the problem is. If you were just created by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, How could you just go to sleep? Impossible. How can you go to sleep on Rosh Hashanah? How could you go to sleep? How can you go to sleep? You're asking a Kadosh Baruch Hu, you want to realize that he is the king. Can you imagine? You have Baruch Hashem meeting with Mr. Trump. While you're in the meeting, you say, Mr. Trump, you have a bed over here? I want to go take a nap. He said, well, what's wrong with you? What's wrong with you? Rosh Hashanah is the day that you realize Hashem is the king. You go to sleep. He said, if you fell asleep on the chest, so I fell asleep. Okay, but this is only an emergency. But to go under the cover on Rosh Hashanah? He said, Yerushalmi, you mazal, you shut. Hamim said that what happened was Adam Rishon. He went to sleep. The whole downfall of this world, not realizing HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the king. Because if he would have realized it, he wouldn't say that silly answer, my wife gave it to me. And would not talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu with the chutzpah. I don't regret, and I'm going to eat more. The whole downfall is you don't realize HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Next thing Ma says, you come in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu Roshana, he says, forget about the sins. The sin is just a consequence of not realizing Hashem is the king. Rosh Hashanah is the day that Hashem created mankind. Rosh Hashanah is the day that you may acquire what Adam Rishon did not have. And actually, the Gemara says Yom HaShishi Vayichulu Hashem Ve'aretz. The Gemara says Yom HaShishi. It says we say Yom HaShishi, the sixth. The Gemara says you make kiddush Friday night. He said the mizmor. Yom HaShishi, the way we are minhag. He says Yom HaShishi. He says you have to have in mind the sixth of Sivan. What do you mean? Says the Gemara, let me tell you something. You know, the sixth of Sivan, you got the Torah, six, seven, says, you know what happened? It says, you said Na'aseh v'nishma. Because you said Na'aseh v'nishma, Hashem let the world stand. It means like this, after Adam HaRishon ate from the tree, Hashem wanted to destroy the world. But Hashem looked forward and saw that a few thousand years ago, later, 2,000 years later, a little bit more, we're going to say Na'aseh v'nishma. Na'aseh v'nishma, it must be that you understand who I am. You don't say, I'll do anything, unless you realize that that entity is the biggest. And it says, Yom HaShishi, you know, Hashem created this world, and Hashem told Adam HaRishon, you're going to die. Hashem, why did Hashem didn't kill him? I said, you know why? Because we're going to say Na'aseh v'nishma. Because Na'aseh v'nishma is not because Na'aseh v'nishma. Not because we're going to do. Because if you take upon yourself that statement and do anything for Hashem, it means you're realizing that Hashem is the king. Because if Hashem is just standing, you won't say, you're going to say, let me hear first. My Valentine is saying that statement is only to show that we understood at that moment that Hashem, Satan tricked us later, he showed us a coffin of Moshe Rabbeinu. But Rosh Hashanah is the day Hashem created mankind. What day was it? Friday. Friday, Sechachamim look. Rosh Hashanah was designated, was chosen by Kadosh Baruch Hu to repair the damage that was done to Rosh Hashanah by Adam HaRishon. So he got curses. Of course he got curses. Because he answered back to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Because he said, I don't regret. And he said, I'm going to eat more. Of course he got 10 curses. Of course. Hashem shouldn't have killed him. Hashem did not kill him because we said Na'aseh v'nishma. But since he got the 10 curses, it's not because he ate from the tree. Because he still did not realize who is Hashem. And Hashem tried. And I asked him, would you regret that you ate? I said, what's the purpose of the question? I said, if you say I'm sorry, it means you're starting to understand that it's made of Malchiram Hashem HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And so the Gemara says, Hashem said, Rosh Hashanah is the day that you make me a king. And that's the Rishonim say, why do you have to Ta'anit? You have to Ta'anit. Someone said, you do Ta'anit because maybe it's going to wake you up. It's going to wake you up for what? Wake me up? That Hashem is the king. Someone said, you don't need to. Go eat, enjoy. Just ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu Rosh Hashanah one thing. I want to realize that you're the king. This is the teshuvah. This is not going to do no more anything bad. As Chachamim say, the Satan is afraid of the shofar. He said, Mashiach is coming. I said, why Mashiach is coming? He didn't come last year. He didn't come for the last 5,000 years. He said, let me tell you something. He didn't come because people do not accept HaKadosh Baruch Hu as a king. They think the shofar is a joke. The shofar has tremendous power. So we hear the shofar, Hashem said, in the Gemara says, You hear the shofar, at that moment, you can realize inside you, Hashem is the king. Hopefully, the Satan will not drag me and put me in a trap again. But this is my aim on Rosh Hashanah. As Zohar says, a person on Rosh Hashanah should not ask anything from Hashem. Zohar says, if you ask from Hashem something, you're like a dog. A dog goes to his master, and the Zohar says, the dog barks and asks his master. He says, Rosh Hashanah, I have a list. This is the day of judgment. Zohar said, Chas v'shalom to ask Hashem anything. I said, what's wrong with this? What's wrong? You don't understand. Rosh Hashanah is only a day that you should ask a Kadosh Baruch Hu, you want him to be your king. That's it. The rest will fall into part. Everything will fall into part. Everything will fall in its place. Nothing to worry. Hashem knows what you need. So the only reason why we pray to Hashem, even though Hashem knows what we need, is because we pray to Hashem and ask Hashem, listen, I know that you know what I need. The reason maybe I don't get it because I didn't behave. I'm praying to you, please have mercy. That's the purpose of tefillah. If you believe in Hashem, that is our King, is our Father, you don't tell him anything. You don't tell him anything. He knows. He knows everything. But we think sometimes we don't deserve it because we didn't behave. So we pray to Hashem, please Hashem, have mercy, please. Hashem, please. But if you deserve it, don't have to say nothing to Hashem. Hashem knows everything. And I said, Rosh Hashanah says to Zohar, don't ask Hashem anything. Make Hashem as a king. He'll know what to give it to you. You don't need nothing. If you ask him, it's like a dog. Dog doesn't understand. And we said, listen, when somebody behaves better to other people, he forgets and he forgives, and he doesn't have any hatred in his heart about nobody. And he says, what's behind it? A person is a human being. I said, somebody hurt me. Why should I waive it? Why should I take revenge? The secret behind it is because I know there's a king in Shemayim. I don't do nothing. I'm passive. By not answering, by not saying, by not doing anything, that shows that you know the real decision. That's what Gemara says. Rosh Hashanah, if the million not say, I want me shofar pisha. You need from Hashem on Rosh Hashanah something, I'll tell you what. Accept on yourself that Hashem is the king. Oh, I know Hashem is the king. Yeah, for sure. Let me tell you something. This is the test, the thermometer, to know if you realize Hashem is the king, is by waiving everything. Having nothing against nobody in the world. Even though somebody insults you, embarrassed you, stole from you, means nothing. By not doing all these things, so why don't you do it? Why don't you do it? Because you know there's a king upstairs. Not that I tell the king, you take care of it. It must be you're not allowed to do it. But you know, I'm a slave. I can walk around. I don't do nothing. When I says that's what the Chacham was brought back to life. Because that's what the angel told HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that person is supposed to die, waives everything. Again, it's the same root. To understand Hashem is the king. As Chachamim said, this is Am Yisrael, Rosh Hashanah, the address says, I'm going to win the case. Is it easy to win the case? As long as we accept in ourselves, and we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I want to understand that you're the king. That's exactly what Moshe Rabbeinu asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Show me yourself. Tell me, how do I realize, and I'm so realize that you're the king forever? So I mean, say that Satan is afraid, Shafar, Mashiach is coming. So, when Mashiach is going to come? The Gemara says, Atal Hashem Amlucha. The whole thing about Mashiach is everybody should realize Hashem is the king. Rosh Hashanah is the time. Rosh Hashanah is the day that Hashem tries again, us, to realize that He is the king. So we have the opportunity to correct. The sin of Adam Rishon did not realize Hashem is the king. When we realize, Moshe Rabbeinu Melamed.